Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I want to know your thoughts as a parent. Would you be happy knowing that your children are learning about LGBTQI relationships as well as heterosexual relationships, and that heterosexual relationships are not the primary definition of sex? I mean, realistically, I mean, everything else is acceptable too. And I have no objection, of course. Nobody has any objection to children being told, you know, that this is okay. People do this kind of thing and that's fine. But I want to know what you think as a parent. I want to know your thoughts. Do you think sex education in school needs to be overhauled to include LGBTIQ XYZ, whatever letters come after that as well? I want to know what you think. Yes, you believe it needs to be overhauled and you want your children to know all about that kind of stuff. Or no, you think, hold on for a second, I know my kids know about that. I'll talk to my kids. I'm the parent. I'll talk to them about how I feel about that, and I want to bring them up in the way I think. I'm really concerned about this report. Now, I'm delving into this a bit deeper here, but I want to focus on this line. The report notes currently, in other words, that's outdated. We don't think that's even right. That the sex education program, and I'm inverted commas here, I'm quoting, constructs heterosexual intercourse as the primary definition of sex. Now, I don't know, maybe I'm old-fashioned. I'm 55 years of age. And I accept that people are different. There are people who are gay, there are people who are lesbian, there are people who are transgender, whatever the hell they are. But as in my books, and still, as far as I am aware, heterosexual sex and intercourse is still the primary definition of sex. Always has, and always will be. Because if it's not, and it becomes the secondary definition of sex, well, I think that's the end of civilization, really, isn't it? Because we'll have no more babies. I could be wrong. We could all just get inseminated. Cheryl, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Cheryl?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Oh, good, Cheryl. Sorry, I just get a bit excited there, Cheryl. Cheryl, I mean, do you believe it's acceptable to teach young children, maybe 8 years of age in primary school, about, I suppose, all aspects of relationships, including LGBTQI?
I think they're too young at 8. I've a little fella here. He's just turned 9 and he's very innocent. You know, I think he'd nearly be traumatised if he was hearing all that. He's not ready. Now, another 8-year-old might be ready.
Now, I don't think they're going to talk to him about, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I do believe they'll talk about, you know, it's okay for John to love Mike, and it's okay for Mike to be a girl, and it's okay for, you know, so they're kind of, you know, inclusive of that, and then that mammies and daddies get together and play in a bedroom, and all of a sudden little Johnny comes along. I'm assuming they don't talk about the ins and outs of it, pardon the pun, but they will say that. But they will be saying things like, it's all right for daddy and daddy to get together and mammy to get together.
Yeah.
You know, are you okay with your 8-year-old or 10-year-old knowing about that kind of stuff?
I'd rather not at that age. And they learn quick enough as well, because I have 2 older children, and they know way more than I know what's new there, you know. But I think 8 is too, like, they're still at that age where, look, girls are yuck, and, you know, if they even see kissing on the telly, they're covering their eyes, and, you know.
Do you think so? Are we being naive, Cheryl? Are we being naive to think that our 8-year-olds or 9-year-olds don't know about this stuff?
Well, that's my own experience. I mean, I can't speak, obviously, for someone else, but from my own experience, he's innocent, and he gets grossed out if somebody kisses somebody on the telly.
Yuck.
Yeah, you know, so...
I'm not kissing her.
I don't think he could be dealing with much more information than that, you know.
Is he aware of gay relationships or boys being...
Oh, yeah. His brother and sister, particularly his older brother, talks about that kind of stuff all the time.
Right.
You know, so
he'd
does
be aware
know.
Of it. Yeah.
Yeah, he's aware. He's enough information. It's, again, even with the whole abortion issue, like, he'd know kind of what that's about. And he asked me once, what did it entail? And I said, oh, no, you're too young now to go into detail. And he was happy enough with that, you know.
I mean, they did talk about, I know, you know, I think it was Paul Murphy and a couple of other independent politicians were talking about this report. And they were talking about 8 and 9-year-olds, you know, being told about rape and abortion. I don't, and
that's
consent, you know, and basically around the idea of consent. I just don't know. I don't think that's right. Maybe I'm just old fashioned.
I think that's too much. I think if you're talking about the basics of stranger danger and, you know,
your private parts and stuff like that,
you know, all that kind of thing, I think that's enough to, you know, because I mean, you're hoping that your 8 or 9 year old is going to be, you know, most of the time in your presence, in your care. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that you're looking after them, and you know, you're still putting them to bed at night and stuff like that. You know, it's different when they're older again and they're out having their own social life and stuff like that, and they need more awareness appropriate to where they're at. You know.
Okay, well, say that a second, because John, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, John? And John, what do you think of this new idea that I suppose our sex education is outdated according to this report and needs to be more inclusive of LGBTQI relationships?
First of all, they don't, Niall. These gay sexual acts are just immoral.
Well, that's your view, as you're a Christian.
That's why and a lot of people probably have...
Well, you're a Christian, yeah, okay.
No, it's not to do with being a Christian, it's just the whole thing of it, it's just discussion. But the fact of the matter is, you have these liberals now that have pushed abortion, they've pushed gay marriage now, they're pushing that children of 8 years of age should be exposed to this disgusting act in their classroom through sexual education. It's wrong, it's immoral. And again, I'd love to know who was who put that report together. I'd say it's a bunch of liberals who put that report together, because that's... They're not going to be happy until they destroy this country.
But you also have the other extreme. Okay, I agree with some of what you say, John. But you've also got the other extreme, whereas last year, you know, some schools had paid out more than 10,000 to Catholic agencies who basically had gone into schools and taught the kids a load of nonsense as well. You know, telling them silly stories about condoms, you know, and, you know, tying them together with bits of sellotape and all this kind of thing. Pretend, you know, more or less suggesting that anything other than what they tell them was immoral.
The fact of the matter is that any education, sex education, as you rightly just said there, and I will say it out to the people of the nation, and I have no problem saying this, the only sexual act that is normal is between a man and a woman.
In your view? In your view?
No, in reality, because at the end
of the day... Well, it's not reality, John. Whether you like it or not, there are gay people in this world, and they're involved in other sexual acts.
I couldn't care less.
I know you couldn't care less, but that's... I'm not taking away your right to have a view, by the way.
Niall, what I'm trying to say is the fact of the matter is, when you engage in sex, the end product is a baby. That's what it's all about. It's a man.
Yeah, but absolutely, absolutely. That is the purpose, of course, of the sexual act. But also, there's another purpose to the sexual act as well, which is intimacy and love.
Yeah, of course, that's your decide as well. But where does the gay sexual act produce children? It doesn't.
Well, in your view, it doesn't, John.
It doesn't.
But for gay people, that is a case, right? And, you know, what we're suggesting is that, and by the way, I'm agreeing with you when I say that I do believe that heterosexual intercourse is still the primary definition of sex. But, you know, the suggestion is that we should also say that other experiences are also inclusive as well.
No, they're not. The only sexual act is the man and the woman, and that's the end of it.
Okay, stay there for a second. We'll stay there for a second. I want to go to Biba. Biba, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Biba?
Classic Hits. I had to laugh at you with the LGBT ABC. There's so many labels, right?
Well, there's new letters every day, yeah.
I don't even know. My daughter's 13, and I'll just start off by, it's fundamentally wrong, is my opinion. And there's no, I think it is or it isn't, it's wrong, because we're talking about sex education and recreation. So it's like talking about, let's educate our kids on drugs and alcohol. We don't go straight into, well, you might end up on 12-step fellowship because you've taken it too far. See, my concern is, there's a couple of concerns. One is, when a child is developing and they're young and their moral compass, it's not even about that at that age, okay? It's about identifying yourself in this world. And when you're in school and you're with the boys and you're with the girls, and the girl might fancy the guy, or even if the girl fancies the girl, right, she's not really aware of that.
No, she's not sexually aware of that.
No, she's not sexually aware. And what happens is when you are planting a seed of doubt into a child who hasn't developed yet, I think what you're going to have is mass self-identity problems down the road, which is going to be...
Well, according to a documentary on Primetime last week, we're already looking at a problem with self-identity when it comes to gender. We're seeing a huge growing problem of children not understanding whether they're boys or girls.
Well, where did that all come from, really? That's the question we need to be looking at. My daughter's 13, right? And she was in school and she says, Mom, it's like today's gay day, so we're celebrating the gays. And then it was like a transgender day. And I thought, well, this is strange. When is a straight day? When are we going to celebrate being straight? And I have nothing against gays. I'm not gay, but I have nothing against them at all. But I don't think we need to educate our children on what your sexual preference is. And I don't mean a man fancying a man. I mean, I said to my daughter the other day, she was talking about it because she got homework on it. And I said, do you know what a gay man is? She goes, well, we've been taught about it for the last few years in school.
She got homework on gay relationships.
Yes, she got homework. This is my problem. But I said to her, do you know what gay sex is? She says, no. And I said, well, and I explained to her what gay sex is. And she said, why did nobody tell me that? Now this whole thing is totally horrible. Why are they teaching us that stuff in school? So she comes home and she's got homework. And it's like, now, if you're gay and you own a business, and so they're psychologically asking the child to go into that role, okay? And I just think it's planting seeds of doubt. I think...
Well, the argument from the gay community would be that we have normalised heterosexual relationships. You know, in other words, you're saying to me, okay, she got homework about a gay relationship. Well, let me finish. That when, you know, your kid got homework... You know, before, it was always about Mammy and Daddy and Peter and Paul, their sons, or Peter and Mary, their daughters. And all the books, the school books we got, for example, as kids, it normalised what was considered to be the normal traditional family of Mammy, Daddy, you know, and Johnny and Mary. But now they're saying, well, you know, families are diverse now. There's Mammy and Mammy and there's Daddy and Daddy, and we need to be more inclusive, and that's why they believe they need to give homework and that kind of stuff.
I think maybe there should be special classes for that, and parents can opt in or out, because when I went to the principal about it, because it was like, then it was the transgender question. My daughter's like, what's a transgender? And I'm like still trying to get my head around it, okay? I'm like, the kind of ins and outs of it, right? Because I'm not fully sure. I know it's a man dresses up as a woman and has a sex change and the other way around. Because in Ireland, it has suddenly arrived like a tornado. It has suddenly just arrived in this country. And I know I lived in London for 20 years and there's loads of transgenders. But in Ireland, it's come up very, very quickly. And I know it's been here, but it's uncovered itself quickly. Why do gay people always have to fight for their rights and they always win? That's the problem. It's like, why do we have to educate our child about a man wanting to have sex with another man?
But because up to 30 years ago, to be gay in Ireland or to be in love with another man, if you were a man, or a woman, if you were a woman, was illegal, which was against people's rights as human beings to love somebody.
But why do we have to educate an 8-year-old about your sexual preference?
Because they're children. Because children might be gay. We don't know.
But what about the ones?
Or they may have gay parents.
But what about I have a friend and she's gay, right? And she's married to a woman and they have a daughter.
Mm.
And that child, you know, I'm like, I've already seen the complications, like...
Do you see a problem with that child because she has gay parents?
I see problems down the road, like when they go to the doctor.
What sort of problems?
Say, Who's the mum? Who's the mum in the school? Who's the mum at the doctor's? Who's the mum of the child?
Well, they're both mums, essentially.
No, they're not actually. Not when they go to the doctor's, they're not. It's the one that gave birth as the mother. That's the problem. So the other one doesn't really have the rights.
Well, one would have guardianship over the child. The other one doesn't. Yes.
So I
unless she's legally adopted the child.
So what I suggested in what I wanted, I said, well, can my daughter opt out of the homosexual talks and lectures and the sex talk? I said, I'm all up for sex talk. To educate my daughter about sex. Like, you know, when a man has sex with a woman, we have a baby, and that's how we keep going on this planet. That's the reality. Of how this planet keeps going is a man has sex with a woman and or she goes to whatever sperm bank, but that's
civilization. Yes, that's how civilization continues.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi award winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.